there is still a concentrated push to get immigration reform done this year, despite a lack of action in the House and some heavy politics blocking the way. During a conference call to again push the issue, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says one of the stumbling blocks is the false perception by House lawmakers that the already passed Senate version offers amnesty to illegal immigrants. As he notes that the bill requires
payment of fairly significant penalties or fines for those who are not documented properly, would require them to go to the back of the line so they'd get no preference in terms of citizenship.
But even given that, there are still a lot of politics behind the issue. In fact, although Florida Republican Marco Rubio co-sponsored the comprehensive Senate version of immigration reform, he told Politico that a comprehensive single piece of legislation on any topic, especially immigration, is going to be very difficult to achieve, saying that an all-or-nothing approach doesn't work, and he isn't sure sweeping immigration reform legislation can be done in President Obama's second term if nothing passes this year. New York Senator Chuck Schumer adds that by early next year, the Republican primary season will be in full flower, which will make things even more difficult. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul thinks comprehensive reform is unlikely to pass ever. But according to Arizona Senator John McCain, Republicans are going to realize the chances of winning a nationwide election without immigration reform are minimal. If the House is going to pass immigration legislation this year, supporters say there is some time between now and the August recess. Julie Mack Peek with Southeast AgNet.